Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We are doing our devotional, which is from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this one is titled, If Moses Could, Then Who Else? And we need to put our trust in Yahweh and stop blaming others. We're going to read this devotional this morning or this day, depending where you're listening from. And then we're going to go and we're going to do a little teaching upon this. So as I read, I start off with a scripture in Psalms 106, verses 32 to 33. It says, And they provoked wrath at the waters of Meribah. And Moses suffered on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit. And he spoke rashly with his lips. Do you believe your secret things are personal, hidden from plain sight? How easily you forget my decrees, the patterns in which I operate. Have you not heard? Have you not read? Moses, my priest, my chosen ruler, was unable to cross over into the land promised to him. Numbers 20, verses 7 to 13. And ultimately to you, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 to 4. How convenient it was for my children to blame Moses for their striking the rock twice in his own personal anger instead of speaking to it as commanded. How quaint to rest in all on his shoulders. This monetary sinful act, listen to me, my child. It was you who provoked my servant. It was you who pulled him to his fleshly edge, just as it was you who nailed Yeshua to the stake. Consider this. Were you a sinner because Adam sinned, or were you a sinner because you would have done this, what Adam did? I purposely used, were you a sinner, in place of are you a sinner, assuming you have adopted your true identity in Messiah. Quiet now and listen to me. Do not say in your heart, I was not there. I was not even alive at that time. No, you were not. But should I call no account to the many ways you provoked me this year alone, or this week, or this very day? For the abstinent ones, let me help you. Has your complaining ever caused another to lose peace? Has your discontent ever bothered someone else? This is why I have called you to rejoice, no matter what your circumstances might be. You need to rejoice, not only to remain obedient for your own personal peace, but for others as well. I hold you responsible for the joy and peace for others. Are you still resisting? Freely my son has given, and you hold back, not willing to die to your own personal desires. What desires, you ask? Naming one should suffice. The desire to simply not obey me and do all that I say. Perhaps you remember how often I called my people stiff-necked. I still do. All of creation is eagerly waiting for my people who live what they preach. You boast of my might and my glory, yet your boasting is only a form of righteousness, because your behavior is as if I am powerless. I am waiting to reveal those who trust my every word, and therefore find the fullness of life. These infectious ones are the literal manifestation of what my word calls the sons of Yahweh. And they will transform people with their very presence. It is as an infectious power that all will draw people to you. Just like my son, take responsibility for your own peace and joy. And in doing so, become responsible for the joy and peace of others. You never know what you are keeping from the promised land. You never know who you might bless. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was the the devotional for today, and I want to start off by saying, taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for everything in our lives, even if it wasn't fair. Even if we received something that we didn't feel was fair, we have to trust our Creator and understand He is just. He is just. And we got to understand the big picture. And we got to understand our Creator has a plan for us. And we got to trust Him. So I am calling you today and this very day, instead of blaming others for your misfortune or even their misfortune, we need to trust Yahweh in everything. The Bible says in Romans 2 verse 1, you therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourselves, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Romans 2 verse 3 says, so when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them, yet do the same things, you think you will escape Yahweh's judgment. We must understand the importance of today's devotional and understand this idea. It wasn't against judgment or judging others. The Bible says a spiritual person judges all things. It was judging them in something that you still are doing yourself. That's the issue. Matthew 7 verses 3 to 5 says, why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take out the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And James 1:14 says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. So we must understand, we're not just talking about something that a person might be struggling with, that we don't connect, that we're struggling with. But this here is literally talking about the idea of blaming others and selfishness and all these. It's an attitude, more of an act that we're referring to here. And we blame others for a particular attitude, but we still have the same attitude. And this is what the scriptures are discussing and talking about. And we have to understand, when we do that and we're blaming others, we have to understand the issue. It said in Psalms 32, 3 and 4, when I refused to confess my sin, my whole body wasted away while I groaned in pain all day long. For the day and night you tormented me. You tried to destroy me in the intense heat of the summer. And Proverbs 28, 13 to 4 says, whoever hides in his transgressions will not succeed, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will find mercy. Blessed is the man who allows fears of Yahweh, but whoever hardens his heart will fall. Blessed is the man who always fears Yahweh, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into disaster. And we think about Job and the attitude of Job, and we think of the attitude of man, and we think of our attitude. At the beginning, Job says, why me? What have I done? And this is the attitude we all need to repent for. Why me? What have I done to deserve this? And we don't get what we deserve on every level. We don't get the beautiful grace and mercy. And as we're complaining to Yahweh, and as we're complaining to man about all the hardships that we go through and say, why me? We don't deserve this. Just like Job did at the beginning. Job finally came to the conclusion. Job 31:33, if I have concealed my sin as people do, by hiding my guilt in my heart. So Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. Yahweh is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that's what he reaps. We must change our attitude. We must change our attitude and humble ourselves and realize that we are responsible. We are responsible for a lot more than we realize and a lot more than we admit. And Yahweh is going to judge us not just on our acts, but on our attitude. This was the problem Yeshua had with the Pharisees. They were keeping the Torah, but it was their attitude about it. That was the issue. Job 34:11 says, he repays everyone for what they have done, and he brings on them for what their conduct deserves. This is about an attitude. And the advice I give you is to accept the responsibility. In Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, the Torah shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. for then you will make your way prosperous and you will have a good success. Psalms 118 verse 8 says it is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to trust in man. And Proverbs 6:27-28 says, can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes and not be burned? Or can he walk on hot coals and his feet and not be scorched? And I ask you today to be still and know that he is Yahweh and think about this, not the acts we're doing to fulfill Torah, not the acts we're doing to call ourselves righteous, not the acts we're doing to say we're not sinning, but the attitude. Is your attitude any better than those who are not? That's what we need to think about. We need to accept responsibility and come to realize it's not our works alone that are filthy rags, but it's our attitude. And we don't deserve the wonderful grace and mercy that Yeshua has given us. And only through the Holy Spirit confirmed through his word can we even come close to understanding this. We have to come to the point and realize that love is not an act, it's an attitude. We have to get that. And that could only come with accepting responsibility where we humble ourselves and trusting that our Creator's plan is better than our plan. Because otherwise, we're always going to have an attitude of defense. We're always going to have an attitude of blaming others. And it's not what our Creator wants for us. Many people learn this lesson later in life. And I'm calling this out to you today so you will hear this and you will get this. And in your younger years, you will save yourself a lot of heartache by changing your attitude towards this. Leviticus 5 says, when anyone becomes aware that they are guilty in any of these matters, they must confess what they have sinned. 2 Samuel 12:13 says, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against Yahweh. And Nathan said to David, Yahweh also has put away your sin and you shall not die. 2 Samuel 24:10 says, David was conscience stricken after he had counted the fighting men, and he said to Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, Yahweh, I beg you to take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing. And 1 Samuel 25:24 says, she fell at his feet and said, I accept all blame in this matter, my Lord. Please listen to what I have to say. We have to understand our attitude should urge us to desire to repentance. That's what it is. We should not be able to live with our attitude of self and ego. And we should be able to have an attitude of humbleness. And our Creator says, it's not your sacrifice I want. It's your heart. That's what I want. And that's what we have to get and understand. That's what we have to believe. That's what we have to know. Remember in the scriptures in Genesis 3:11-12, it says, who told you that you were naked? Yahweh asked. Did you eat fruit from the tree that I commanded you not to eat? And the man answered, the woman who provided me gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate some of it. That is not the attitude to have. Blaming others is not the attitude. Genesis 3:15 says, then Yahweh said to the woman, what is it this day you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. You see, the sin of Adam and Eve, besides the act, was the attitude of not taking self-responsibility for what they'd done. And the scriptures calls to have integrity. In Proverbs 11:3, it says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed in their duplicity. We must rise above. We must not pile on one sin after another. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, we're going to mess up. But we could take those mistakes and turn around our lives. We can repent for them and take responsibility for them and grow and learn from them. Or we can continue to pile on more sins on top of them. The scriptures tell us to trust our Creator, to cast our worries upon Him. 1 Peter 5 verses 6 and 7 says to be humble under Yahweh's powerful hand. He will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all your worries to Him. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says to talk to Him and pray about everything. He wants to hear your request. But we must understand and confess our sins. That's the beginning of repentance, is confessing our sins And we might be fine where we didn't take the act. But what I'm talking today about the attitude. It says in Psalms 51:2, cleanse me from my sins. Cleanse my attitude, Yahweh. Thank you for showing me how I should act in the Torah, but cleanse me from my attitude about that. It says in Proverbs 28:13-14, whoever tries to hide his sins will not succeed. But the one who confesses his sins and leaves them behind will find mercy. Now ask him, and in his love he'll heal you. Admit to him that our attitude hasn't been where it should be, that our attitude needs to be better. We need an attitude adjustment. And watch his mercy come down on you through his love. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants. But it's an attitude of humbleness and not pride and blaming others. You know, Yeshua didn't say a word when they accused him. Not a word. If you say that, that it be. You don't have to defend righteousness. If you are righteous, it'll speak for itself. It's only the guilty that should have a need to defend themselves. If you're righteous and you trust Yahweh, you will be fine. We're going to mess up. But what's our attitude towards that? James 3 verse 2 says we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who's never at fault or what they say is and what they say is perfect, I am able to keep their whole body in check. 1 John 1 8 says if we say that we do not have any sin, we are deceiving ourselves and we are not being truthful to ourselves. We must change our attitude about sin if we want sin to change in us. Proverbs 24:16 says, though a righteous man falls 7 times, he will get up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin. We must maintain righteousness in what we're doing, and we must not blame others. We must move forward and keep moving forward and learn from our mistakes and grow from our mistakes. Proverbs 26:11-12 says, stop returning to the same mistakes like a dog returns to its vomit. A fool does the same foolish things again and again. People who think they are wise when they are not are worse than fools. 2 Peter 2:22 says of them, of the Proverbs are true, a dog returns to its vomit. And a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud. We must have an attitude of Yeshua, a humble attitude to love mercy and to love grace. And think about this. Are you extending this to others? This mercy and this grace. Learn from our mistakes of the past. Learn from our mistakes of the past. You know, we must forget and not let them harm us. But we can also learn from them and press forward. Philippians 3:13 says, my brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long way to go, but there is one thing I do. I forget what is in the past and I try hard as I can to reach the goal before me. And that's what we must do. Never give up after a mistake. It's not about how many times you fall, it's about how quickly you get up when you fall. Proverbs 24:16 says, for the righteous fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked stumble times in times of calamity. He will strengthen us. It says in Philippians 3:14-16, the goal I pursue is the prize of Yahweh's upward call in Yeshua Messiah, so that all of us who are spiritually mature should think this way, that if anyone thinks differently, Yahweh will reveal to him or her. Only let's live in a way that is consistent with whatever level we have reached. The wisdom of Yahweh is going to keep us there. The wisdom of Yahweh is going to help us to achieve that goal. But we must learn from our mistakes. And the biggest mistake many of us are making is not confessing our sins and realizing that we are sinners and we are sinners and we are dirty, filthy rags, not only in our works, but in our attitude of flesh. And until our hearts are circumcised, we're going to continue to be so. And we must seek him every morning in prayer and ask him to change our heart on every day on a regular, consistent basis. We must remind ourselves that we have who we represent and what we do. It says in Isaiah 43:25, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. We must ask him and confess. In 1 John 1:9, to 10, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. So the advice is to be careful how you live. Ephesians 5:15-17. Live as men who are wise and not foolish, and make the best of your time. The sinful days we are in today, stop being foolish. Do what Yahweh wants you to do, and that is to trust in him with all your understanding, to trust in him, to be faithful for him. And to understand we're living in a dark world, but his word, his Bible is a light. And we can only survive in a darkness with his light. I'm going to say it again. We can only survive in a darkness with his light. You can't make it through the darkness without a light. You can't. You're going to stumble, you're going to fall, and you're not going to know anything or anything is. And we must do our best to achieve that. Our best, and that begins with repentance. Repentance. And repentance is the beginning and the result of our true faith. Repentance is us turning away from the things that are not making us the best we can be. Because the Bible shows us to do the best we can do and be the best that we can be. 1 Samuel 10, verse 7 says, after these signs take place, do what must be done, for Yahweh is with you. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatever the activity in which you engage, do it with all your ability. Because there is no work, no planning, no learning, and no wisdom in the next world where you're going. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourselves to Yahweh as an approved worker, so who has nothing to be ashamed of, handling the word of truth with precision. Galatians 6:9 says, let's not get tired of doing what is good. For at the right time, he will reap a harvest if we do not give up. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, I have fought a good fight and I have completed the race. I have kept the faith. And Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to Yahweh and then it will exceed. We have that motivation for doing the best we can do and be the best we can be. It's not about blaming others and looking for an escape. No, it's about doing the best we can do, representing Yahweh the best we can do, loving mercy, loving grace, helping others, all these different things that the attitude of the world goes against today. Repentance is a wonderful sign of where we're at with these things. It says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. So we need to turn from our blaming others. We need to turn from all these different things. And it says in Psalms 51:4, against you and you alone I have sinned and I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. That is the truth. That is the truth. And we can only appreciate Yahweh's grace when we understand about our repentance. We understand what that is. I know people are too prideful to commit, to admit their mistakes. They always seek to blame others. Why is this? Why? That circumcised heart. That's what it is. That's what it is. The circumcised heart. We want to believe in ourselves. That is the greatest sin right there, is believing in ourselves more than we believe in Yahweh. That's the problem. Proverbs 28:26 says, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but who walks in the wisdom of Yahweh will be delivered. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that is heart taken unto counsel is wise. That's what I'm talking about today. It's that sin right there. Not trusting Yahweh, but trusting in our own ways, in our own lives. Isaiah 64:6 says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, a fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Instead, we must trust in our Creator and his ways and what he wants. 2 Corinthians 1:9 says, in fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely on Yahweh, who raised us from the dead. Proverbs 3:26 says, for Yahweh will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. And Proverbs 5:6 says to trust in him in everything you do with all your heart, and not rely on your own understanding and your own thinking. We need to think about him in all our ways and let him guide us. And that begins with his word guiding us, and the attitude of Yeshua. That's what Yeshua gave us, that people that don't understand him, it was an attitude, a way to approach life. It's with Yahweh's strength and not our own we can become and do anything. It says in Psalms 18, 32 to 34, Yahweh equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure in the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend the bow in bronze. It's Yahweh who our strength is in. Exodus 15, 2 and 3 says, Yahweh is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him in habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name. Hallelujah. 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 This battle that's going on, this unseen battle that's going on for our souls, is not about doing and what we're not doing. It's our attitude of who we're choosing and what we're not choosing. Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through him who strengthened us. And if we want to win this battle, we must choose the right side. The right side. And there's only one side to choose. Psalms 28:7 says, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. And I am helped. My heart exalts. And with my song I give thanks to him. Finally, my brother, be strong in Yahweh and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10. Yahweh's will shall guide us and not our own. And that's why it's so important to read the Torah and the guidelines and instructions. And when the Christian church today says that's with your talent, oh, listen to yourself. You don't need to listen to Yahweh. Go with your own emotions. You don't need this moral coding guideline. No, our scriptures say forget our own thoughts and our ideas. And listen to him. And when we listen to him and his word, then we could realize that this is just more than acts, but it's an attitude. And when we realize that, we could see what sinners we truly are. And then we really need to repent. And when we do that, we could start to understand why he did what he did with Yeshua and why we need Yeshua. We think of the heart of Job in 42 verses 1 and 2. Then Job replied to Yahweh, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love of self-control. And we must use that, and accept everything he's given us and get the right attitude for him. I pray that this is penetrating you today and you're understanding this in your mind and you're getting it. And not just your works, but your attitude will be in line with Yahweh.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover.